do they ever make their own liquor down here like they do North Georgia?
Yes, I don't know whether that particular industry still thrives or to what extent, but occasionally you see where the federal officers in collusion with maybe the local sheriff has raided some place and some whiskey making material has been confiscated and all these barrels of stuff has been poured out and so on. But the only real thing along that line that I have much knowledge of was that as the sheriff of this county, way back yonder in the 20s somewhere, Sheriff was his name, was murdered when he went to investigate. I suppose somebody had reported that there's some suspicious activity. He went up there to investigate and was shot. And of course I remember the trial that followed in which a young man was convicted and made several years time in the penitentiary and so on. I'd rather not call his name because certainly I don't want to bring up any thing that's better forgotten. But I'm just saying this to say that yes, it has happened. And of course it still happens, but I don't know anything about that.
What were the types of punishment used for criminals down here in the old days?
Well, I regret to say that there have been several cases in Pierce County where people were actually lynched. Now, you know that happened in lots of places all over the nation. You've heard it said, no doubt, that there were times when the vigilantes in Texas would meet and condemn a man without even dismounting from their saddles. That sounds like rather swift justice. I believe, though, that Pierce County has had only one case where a man was actually hanged. Now, I suppose that there may have been somebody from Pierce County electrocuted in more recent times, but I do not recall it. But there was just one case where a man was hanged, and his name was and that story is told in Mr. History of Pierce County, Volume 1. And Mr. has brought out one thing there that I'm real proud is now in print. Because all of my life I heard this of the case and him pointed to as being an extremely vicious man who brutally murdered his wife. Well, the sequel to that story that Mr. Broom has brought out in his book is that about a month before, Mr. Skelly worked for the Johnson Mill, and Johnson's grandson, well, great-grandson now, operates that mill. You know it's on the Hoboken side of Blackshear, Johnson Lumber Company. Anyway, the book says that this man, that a piece of timber or a log or something of that nature fell on him, so that his head was caught between a steel rail and the piece of timber. And that for several days, they just didn't know whether he'd live or not. He just almost killed him. And yet a month later now, when he murders his wife, the man is tried, convicted, and hanged. I just can't see why people wouldn't have known about it. I'm sure they knew about this accident, and it looks to me like it would have occurred to anybody that having been subject to that kind of injury, he couldn't be a normal man anymore. I just think that they were too rough on Mr. And I certainly hope that none of my ancestors sat on the jury.